Kyle Malin. He's editor of the MERS newsletter. I've got the website up right here, and it looks all fresh and nice and new. Time for another year, Kyle. Happy New Year to you.
Great. Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Tony.
All right. When is the Senate and House due back in session?
Well, traditionally, they don't get going again until the middle of the month, and all indications are that they are going to start as soon as possible with some committee meetings and get session going right around the 15th. It's important for them to get a quick start, too, at the beginning of the year here, Tony, because this is a election year, and that's important for the House in particular. The House will be up in 2012. And there were a lot of unpopular things that needed to be done in 2011 to advance the Republican agenda. And if they want to continue taking the leftovers off their plate, they're going to have to do them early before they start shifting into campaign mode right around June or May. At that point, passing controversial items gets a lot more difficult.
All right, before we talk about individual legislation and legislation topics, let's talk about Mark Meadows' seat. Who do you see as the principal candidates for that spot?
Well, I think that, first you got to look at Sam Singh. Now, Sam Singh was the former mayor pro tem and the former mayor of East Lansing. And he's got a lot of name recognition in that district. He is somebody that the city of East Lansing knows, but he's going to have some real trouble in maybe in Meridian Township. He'll have to get his name out there and get familiar with that area. Also, Susan Schmidt, who is Mark Meadows' former staffer, is going to be running, and that's going to make that a very interesting race, Tony. Mark Meadows served with Sam Singh on the East Lansing City Council, but he's going to end up supporting Susan Schmidt in this race because she has worked with him in his office. So there's an interesting dynamic there. She's going to be working hard. She obviously knows the district, having worked with Mark for so many years. So that's going to be a very competitive Democratic primary, and then obviously whoever wins the Democratic primary will win that seat.
All right, what is going to be at the top of the agenda legislation-wise as in this early part of January?
Well, I'm actually putting together a top 12 list for the City Pulse right now. That's going to be out on Wednesday. There's several items that the House wanted to get done last year that it didn't get done. There's some judgeships that they wanted to get rid of, and they still have to complete some redistricting lines for the Court of Appeals. There's some politics being played out there. One of the fun things I think that folks are going to want to look out for is what the Republicans do if this Detroit-based group called Michigan Forward actually gets the signatures needed to put a repeal of the emergency manager law on the November ballot. They're supposedly very close, and once they get those signatures turned in and verified by the Secretary of State, the new emergency manager law in the state is put on pause, which means, in these cities like Flint and Benton Harbor, where there is an emergency manager, they will no longer have the powers that are allowed under PA4, in particular, canceling labor contracts and being able to cut pay and benefits for employees. So what is the legislature going to do? What is Governor Snyder going to do? One of the options out there is to put an interim law into place that will give those EMs the power to do exactly what they have been doing. Now, that's going to come at some significant political risk for Republicans because it will look like they're skirting the will of the voters. But if they don't put those powers in place, what tools will they have to cut these cities, in particular the city of Detroit, if they go into an emergency manager law? So that's one dynamic that we're really going to be paying close attention to.
Kyle, one of the things that I really love about the website are some of the quotes that you put on them, and there's usually a different quote every week, sometimes every day. Now, you put the quote of the year on here, And it's as follows. It would be helpful if a chunk of concrete broke off the Ambassador Bridge and bonked a tugboat captain on the head. That would help Snyder and company more than anything else. That came from Inside Michigan Politics editor Bill Ballinger on how Governor Rick Snyder could swing public opinion in favor of that issue. The governor has a lot of work to do if he's going to get this bridge built, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And that's also one of the items on our list here. And also, if you look at the website, Tony, we got a cartoon drawing of a captain and a chunk of concrete. You like that? That's a little new this year.
You guys are going high tech with the cartoons.
Political cartoons and everything. But yeah, getting to your point there, this is going to be a very difficult task for Rick Snyder to get this through. You know, he tried to get it through the legislature, but the Ambassador Bridge, who owns the only bridge going over the Detroit River from Detroit to Windsor, put up a lot of ads that framed the second bridge in a very negative light, got public support against the idea of a second bridge. So it'll be interesting to see if Snyder goes the legislative route again, if they try and find some money through the business community to put up some ads to try and change the public's perception of what a second bridge would mean. If not, how is he going to go through the Department of Transportation, be it through the Transportation Commission or through a federal government action, to get that second bridge built? I mean, there's too many high-powered people who want to see a second bridge built to get that freeway-to-freeway access between Canada and Detroit. Too many people want to see that happen for it not to happen. And, Snyder's been turned away once. He is not going to go away. So that will be one of the things to watch for in 2012.
Thanks, Kyle. We'll talk later this week.
All right. Very good, Tony.